You might know her from Glee or a Christopher Guest movie like A Mighty Wind or one of the many other roles she's played. Now she's taking on another role. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia reports Jane Lynch is performing live with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra next week.
Jane Lynch has become best known as the mouthy coach Sue Sylvester on the television show Glee.
So here's the deal. You do with your depressing little group of kids what I did with my wealthy elderly mother. Euthanize it.
Now she's going live, performing a new show that so far has only been heard once.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, I will be singing with that wonderful group of musicians. It's a symphony show that I just premiered in St. Louis last weekend, and it went swimmingly, and we can't wait to go to Pittsburgh. I put it together with my friend Brad Ellis, who was Brad the piano player on Glee. And this is the first time I've ever sung with a symphony, so you'll be seeing my second effort.
Nice. And so anyway, how did this come about?
Well, I was doing a cabaret show and continue to do it, actually, all over the country, myself and a quintet and Kate Flannery, who was Meredith the Drunk in the Office. It's been a friend of mine forever and ever. And we love doing that so much. And then I just got the idea. Also, I do everything Matthew Morrison does. He sets the tone for me. He started doing symphony shows, and he said, you should do it. It's mind-blowing. It's wonderful. So Brad and I got together, and before you know it, we got two gigs. We got that St. Louis gig, and we've got the Pittsburgh gig. And hopefully that will mean more are coming.
When we hear American Songbook, what sorts of things can we hear, or can we expect?
Well, of course, when I wrote that title, it was because I didn't want to paint myself in any one corner, so I thought America would be a safe way to go. But I will be honest and say there are two Canadian songs. So North American Songbook. But I started, the music that pushed itself first and foremost into my mind was the stuff I'd learned from my dad, who was a big music lover, and especially loved the music of his day, like the 40s, 50s. Into the early 60s, so I start out with a Nat King Cole song. We're doing a little Alan Sherman, who was a humorist in the 60s, and he wrote that song, Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. We're going to do that stuff, and then I go into some of my favorite stuff with, like, Cole Porter, and I do a little James Brown. I'm all over the place. Joni Mitchell in the second act, we started out with a song called The Canyon Lady Suite. So we move on from there to some other fun, more current songs, but yeah, it's kind of a wide swath of the American Songbook.
And, of course, you're known for acting. Have you always sang as well?
Yeah, I've always loved singing. I was never first and foremost in terms of what I was doing as a job. But, when I was touring with the Second City, I always found a way to put a song in, and we always had songs. And anytime I did sketch comedy with my friends out here in L.A., I would find a way to do a song, and that's kind of what happened in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I always find a way to put a song into everything.
Nice. I guess you didn't have to work that hard to do that in A Mighty Wind.
Nope, I did not. That came kind of naturally.
One night, Mama went to fetch us up a sweet potato, fell down the cellar stairs. Stork dropped in while she was on the floor, so my sister was born down there.
What do you like best about performing live?
The audience. Until you have the audience out there, your show is not really a show. You know, Brad and I can rehearse in the rehearsal room as much as we want. We still never know what it's going to be until you add that, the 50% of the experience, which is the audience.
That was 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia speaking with actress and songstress Jane Lynch. She'll be performing with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra Friday, July 7th.